Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T. The best thing that's ever happened to me. Cat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. You also can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give me a follow. All right. And if you find me on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you.
All right. Since we're celebrating the new year, Kat and I are enjoying some champagne all the way from France. Champagne is only produced in France. And I don't know, it must be aged for at least 15 months before being bottled.
Waiting is the hardest part.
Kat has some fancy champagne flutes out here on the back porch. We're going to do a little toast. Cheers to you, babe.
Chin, 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 ding. Chin.
All right. The year in review, 2024. Let's get into it. Where to begin? You know, the top news stories were probably the price of everything over the top. Voted in a new president. We'll see how that goes. Let's get the ball rolling with some sports. Kat and I, big sports fans here on the back porch. We'll start off with the disaster that college football has become. These punks that play college football these days, it's all me, myself, and I. Bowing out of bowl games at the
looking
end of the year.
Looking after my career. I got a career to protect.
You know, because they're either hitting the transfer portal or they're preparing for the NFL. The conference championship games now in college mean nothing. With the 12-team playoff system now in effect, once the elite schools are in, their conference championships mean nothing. Way to go, NCAA, paying the players, expanding the playoff system to 12, has done what everyone knew it would do, and that's ruin college football. Let's move on to another sport Kat and I like to do, and that's called throwing money at horse racing.
We do it really well.
In the world of horse racing this year, a horse named Cody's Wish won the honor of Horse of the Year at the Eclipse Awards. So happy for the Dorman family. Look up Cody's Wish on the internet and check out the story. The connection between humans and animals can be a very powerful thing. The horse racing industry, it's in a little trouble right now. It's trying to clean its act up. The federal government has got involved with the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, which is now on the scene popping crooked trainers at tracks across the country. You know, I can't believe in 2024 that we still have people out here doping horses. I don't get it.
Not my man Todd. Todd Pletcher wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it seems most honest horse owners and trainers are in favor of the Horse Integrity and Safety Authority program. You know, low-life trainers have been getting fined and suspended at many horse racing tracks here lately. And it's way overdue. The horse racing game, it's had a bad rep for years. And it is time to clean it up. Another form of racing, NASCAR.
NASCAR who?
NASCAR has slowly but surely ruined the sport of stock car racing. Check this out. We got the Richmond Raceway located about 30 minutes east of the back porch. They've been coming here since 1953. Now, this year, the Richmond race happened on Easter Sunday.
Lord's Day. Lord have mercy.
Now, usually on Easter Sunday, families gather, eat fried chicken, potato salad.
A good piece of ham.
I do like, I loved your mom's ham. They what, have an Easter egg hunt for the kids?
Right. A lot of people. Family activity.
A lot of people go to church on Easter Sunday, even though they don't go the rest of the year.
Sunrise.
But
service.
Evidently, NASCAR did not know that people do Easter stuff on Easter Sunday. So we're going to run a race here in Richmond. And on top of that, it started at 7 p.m. on a Sunday night. I mean, the NASCAR head honchos are just
It's TV
morons.
Time. It's when the TV time's available. And then, we should run Easter Sunday, don't you think?
Another highlight during the 2024 NASCAR season was on Memorial Day weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Now, if NASCAR was smart, and they are not, just take that weekend off, okay? Because it's when they ran the Indianapolis 500. So let them have the spotlight.
Need to give them a calendar? I mean,
So NASCAR, they try to compete with a product that's far superior than theirs. The Indy 500 was very entertaining this year.
Yes.
My man Pato O'Ward almost won the thing. Josef Newgarden passed him with like a half lap to go. My man Pato then dropped an F-bomb on NBC during the post-race interview. It was awesome. Big fan of Pato. He's going to get one. NASCAR did what they do and run their race on Memorial Day weekend. Lots of hype. And then rolled out a dud. Somebody named Christopher Bell won another rain-shortened race. Womp, womp, womp. Clock's ticking on NASCAR.
I mean, I'm watching Formula One before I'm watching NASCAR. Not necessarily.
Clock's ticking.
Necessarily the one in Vegas that started at 11 p.m., but some of the other races, like we watched the one in Mexico that was really cool. Miami was great. I mean,
those tracks are awesome. They don't just turn left. In 2024, the NBA Finals did not disappoint in the world of fixed professional sports. We had the Celtics against the Dallas Mavericks. How about the Dallas Cowboys? Can't win a game, but Mark Cuban got the Mavericks to the finals.
Way to go, Mark.
Boston, they came out, won the first three games. And then magically, game four, we can get the sweep, get this thing over with. But no, the Celtics came out and scored 35 points in the first half of an NBA Finals game. I saw it. It was on ABC on a Friday night. And they were throwing up bricks the whole time. And magically, Dallas won game four. I don't know. And then, of course, obviously, the Celtics went out there and whipped their ass and won the 2024 NBA championship. But boy, some of those games just look so crooked. 2024 Hockey Stanley Cup. Big hockey fans here on the back porch. Really bad acting job out there on the ice. We had the Florida Panthers. Nothing says hockey like Florida. All right, they were clearly the best team in the league, okay?
Right.
They would punch you in the mouth and then skate around you. I mean, they had finesse and power. Florida was great. Don't care for them.
I'm just amazed by the humidity control there in the arena.
I know, because they used to bitch about the ice. The ice is so bad. Puck's bouncing. All right, they played Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers because the NHL is trying to get a Canadian team to win this thing.
Okay, Canada.
They grow up with a stick in their hand. All right, let's get them to the top. So check this out. Florida should have just Rickrolled them, right?
Right.
But magically, this thing made it all the way to game seven. I mean, it was brutal. It was. I watched some of it. It was a farce. You know, the NHL, ESPN, Disney, ABC, they tricked all their fans into watching a game, a seven-game series. You know, capital F-I-X-E-D.
And don't forget, you can legally bet on these games now, right?
All of it. Everything's for sale.
Don't forget that in your processing and looking at your fantasy football league, because there's some money involved there, dude.
All right, we couldn't let this one go. 2024, we tried to combine Major League Baseball and country music.
Yikes.
Two equally bad things right now that we've ruined. A young lady named Ingrid Andress came out to sing the national anthem. I believe it was like the home run derby competition during the Major League Baseball All-Star Week. Now, Ingrid came out wearing a pair of hideous cowboy boots, ripped up jean shorts, and an ugly National League uniform top. Came out on the field and butchered every line of the national anthem and left the crowd shocked and amazed.
Again, I will reiterate, the best version of the national anthem is Whitney Houston after the Gulf War at the Super Bowl. All others, please try and look at that and then decide your approach.
Now, you ask, who is Ingrid Andress?
Good question. I still don't know who she is.
Now, she does have some songs that have been played on country radio. They're not good. She's actually been nominated for two Grammys, but got shut out. After the performance, Ingrid said she'd been drinking all day. Shocker there.
Hashtag goals.
We had, in 2024, we were so lucky. We had two big soccer tourneys. The Copa America with Argentina winning, even though Messi had to bow out with an ankle injury. Spain took out England in the UEFA Euro tournament.
Right. See, the best thing, if I dial it back, is I could watch the Euro during the day and then turn at night and watch the Copa.
It was great.
You could have soccer, football all day long.
What does UEFA, the Euro League, what does it stand for? It stands for the Union of European Football Associations. We had the Summer Olympics in Paris this year. We watched.
I had no choice. I had a broken ankle and had no place else to go.
You know, the Olympics only happen every 4 years. So when you get old like us, you don't know that Olympics could be your last.
And I think it was a great one again because the last one was in Japan and or Korea. It was Japan. And it was the COVID Olympics and there weren't any spectators. Instead, you had all of Paris on display and some of the best landmarks there in Paris as part of, you know, it was a whole freaking French, Parisian, you know, vacation the whole time because everything was so gorgeous and everything was so well done,
right,
including the breakdancing.
Woo, I don't know about that. I didn't get that. I didn't understand. All right, let's get back to the Copa America final. Argentina against Colombia. Now, let's remember this year. This game was played at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, where the Dolphins play. And all the soccer games were on Fox. So Fox, they were doing their yakety-yakety-yak before the game. And it was supposed to start at 8 p.m. I think it was on a Sunday, July 16th.
In Miami. What temperature is it, Miami?
A lot of crazy things happened in 2024 around that date on July 13th. We had Donald Trump was standing behind a podium in some random field in bumfuck Pennsylvania when somebody took a poke at him. So Argentina versus Colombia. Copa soccer final.
Colombia.
Fox is doing a little song and dance pregame show. And there are drones hovering over the stadium. And they're showing all these fans trying to get in. And Fox didn't know what was going on. But when the gates were open, a whole bunch of people who didn't have tickets crashed the gates and entered the stadium. It sort of looked like the Capitol climbers knocking down gates and pushing down stadium staff. And Fox, this is going on their dime, and they don't even know that it's happening.
Now, this is a reminder. All of it. Miami is like an extension of everything to the south. It's like a big port where a lot of countries you have connecting flights to someplace else. So everybody coming in from South America, Central America, to see this match, it's just like a flashpoint.
They showed up whatever, what it cost to get into the game. Some people paid $11,000 for a ticket to this thing, and they couldn't get in because of all the mayhem that started, because all these people that didn't have a ticket just bum-rushed the gate. It was wild. It was so wild. So they had to close the thing, throw everybody out, start over, restrain order, and the game didn't start till it was like 9:30 or some shit. It was a total debacle. Anyway, like I said, second week of July 2024, a lot of crazy stuff was going on.
And just a reminder, don't we have the other big tournament coming to the United States?
Soccer?
Yeah.
When?
In like 2 years.
The World Cup?
World Cup's coming to the United States. So just a reminder, don't let the bum rush happen.
Like Kat said a little while ago, definitely a highlight of the year was the Olympics from Paris, France. France did crush it. Other than the strange opening ceremony.
Okay. As I said, the French are weird. But you love the French weirdness. You just have to embrace it. You just have to sit there back and take the pageantry on.
Well, you were laid up in the hospital, so it gave me something to watch. Gaga came out there and did something. I don't know. The venues, top notch.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
There's, you know, nothing on anymore. So at least we had 2 weeks, right, of something to watch during the horrible summer where all outside activities around here were ruined on the back porch because this summer we got slammed.
Humidity.
From like June to September. It was ugly out here. So hey, let's sit on the couch and watch some fencing. NBC, I'm going to say they did a great job of showing any and all events they could.
And anybody that had a universal contract showed their ass there. I mean, they, you know, they brought their stars to the forefront there.
On DirecTV, which is what we had three channels that had the Olympics on, damn near all day.
Pretty much.
And into the night for that 2 weeks.
I watched
span.
Sports I never watched, like judo, like team judo. It was amazing.
France is like 6 hours ahead of us.
Right
on the dime. So you could catch just about any event live. NBC did throw in, like Kat said, every celebrity they have on the payroll to make the viewing much more special. I'm going to say the star of the show was Snoop Dogg.
Snoop.
It needs no script, no teleprompter. Just give Snoop Dogg the mic. Let him go with it. I thought he was great. The U.S. romped in the medal count. France, the host country, came in a respectable fifth in the standings. The country that impressed me was, I think it was Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Who came in fourth in the medal count. Kat and I do enjoy the Winter Olympics, but I have to say the 2024 Summer Olympics were very entertaining. 17 to 19 million people watched the Olympics on a nightly basis. Meanwhile, NASCAR, Major League Baseball are still drawing, I think it was six people.
Womp, womp, womp.
All right, enough about sports. Let's see how the country music world fared. Let's see how the country music world fared in 2024. Let's remember, country music tried to take over the world with their non-country artist trying to do their version of country music.
Are we talking Shaboozey?
I don't get it, but I get it. I mean, why wouldn't pop stars try to get some country music money?
Oh, that's true. Beyonce had a country album, Post Malone, right?
I mean, the country music artist on the radio now, they suck. So why not take a shot at it? Beyonce.
Another she song came, about a red cup. No, thank you.
Beyonce put her country album out first, right? I'm saying she came out the gate first.
Right.
I listened to some of it. It's very long, a lot of songs. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was whatever. I don't know. Kat just remembered. I'm going to say Post Malone did a pretty decent job.
Yeah.
Right? He paired up with just about everybody. Luke, one of the Lukes, Morgan Wallen, they did a song. He did a song with Dwight Yoakam. One of my favorites. But the 2024, another year of just horrible songs written by horrible songwriters in Nashville. You know, song after song about a truck. Check this out. Nashville, there are other vehicles out there. People drive sedans, SUVs. Just stop with the freaking truck songs. And speaking of bad songs.
You know, just write a song about a middle-aged guy in a Camry, okay? You write that song, there's a million people out there with that Camry that were middle-aged and like, yeah, I'm there.
I mean, here's a couple dudes that keep putting out bad songs. It's Chris Young and Morgan Wallen or Wallen Morgan, whatever his name is. Both of them got arrested this year. Chris Young, he got off. I think the Morgan Wallen or Wallen Morgan guy threw a chair off the rooftop of
he's in DUI
Eric Church's bar.
Right.
Almost hit a cop. I don't know how many crappy bars.
At least the only thing Morgan Wade did was date a real housewife. That's about it.
Wow. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Morgan Wallen or Wallen Morgan, he should get arrested for singing badly through his nose and putting out a bunch of crappy songs. In 2024, the country music champ, I'm going to say it's going to be Shaboozy.
Shaboozy. Shaboozy took that thing and ran with it.
Residing in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Right.
A little north of here. 93 miles north of the back porch. Bring it. Shaboozy. I hate to bring this up, but
Ruh-roh.
The Grammys year. It's so sad that this thing is just circling the drain. I never watched the Grammys till I met Kat, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome. I don't know who these people are that are winning awards, and then I look them up. I go, man, they're great. And now we're like, I'm not going to list the people getting awards who shouldn't, but it's just, it's ugly. Let's see. Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy and probably her last for a horrible song called Flowers that had an
which
equally
is crazy that she's doing a perfume commercial with the flowers in it and the song. About buying her own flowers.
Look, everybody loves Miley. We love Miley. But that album, Endless Summer Vacation, it was not good, okay? But she,
it feeling like the F you to the X. That's kind of...
All right. Taylor Swift put out another forgettable album, but received a Grammy and stepped up to the podium and thanked no one, but instead promoted what?
The new album.
The next album.
The new album. Tortured Poet Society or whatever.
Let's see. Swifty, she's gotten a little too big for her britches. Her acceptance speech was me, myself, I don't know. The highlight of the Grammys this year was probably Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs doing Fast Car.
Right.
And then when Jay-Z came out and ripped the Grammy voters a new one, for their ignorance in handing out Grammys to the wrong people through the years, I think he dropped some cuss words. It was awesome. While Jay-Z was up on stage just ripping the Grammys a new one, it was awesome. Beyonce was like hiding behind the cowboy hat and like, dude, stop. I don't know. Beyonce did look good in that cowboy hat.
Does she look good? The album, not so much.
Which is, you know, she's wearing the hat. Like, it looks good, whatever. And then the next day, what? They dropped the country album.
They dropped the album.
Yeah.
You know, Swifty put that as, this is going to be my big promo night. And then, I got other things going on, girlfriend.
But how about people who win a Grammy get up there now instead of thanking their mom and they're pimping themselves?
They're pimping.
That's what we're doing. The 2024 VMAs. All right, the 2024 VMAs. Video Music Awards on MTV, which used to stand for Music Television. This was probably the worst VMAs ever in the 50-year history of MTV. Holy smoke. Megan Thee Stallion hosted and got the party started. And then it was all downhill from there. Sabrina Carpenter tried to save the show early on. But then someone named Anita came out and tried to lip sync her song. But unfortunately, DJ Khaled had a hot mic in his hand and yelled over top of her the whole time she tried to do her song with his, we have the best music. All right, dude, that shit is old and tired. DJ Khaled, can you stop? Commercials were out the ass on this thing. I mean, it was like 8 minutes of show and then 13 minutes of commercials. In between, it was brutal. Katy Perry got the Old Artist Award, and she's only 39. They dragged out Orlando Bloom out to introduce her. Her baby daddy, I think it's... The weird thing is, she came out early and got her Vanguard Award or whatever, and then she performed... I guess it was because Katie and Orlando had to get home and change the diapers, I guess. I don't know. Now, Katy Perry, she's had some good songs, I'm going to say. She came out there in some kind of, it was like a rap, like a car rap, you know. It was very strange. She wanted to show everybody that she lost
weight,
the baby fat,
right?
I guess. Again, Katie's had some good songs. It was all kind of weird. The performances at the VMAs, bad overall. Lip syncing everywhere. For some reason, we brought out the old dogs, Eminem. He sucked. LL Cool J was bad. Lenny Kravitz needs to go away. I don't know what that is. The Latino performers were equally bad. Chapel Rome?
Right.
She was good.
She's good.
Swifty actually took time out of her busy schedule to show up and win 7 Moon Man trophies. One was for Video of the Year. And the song was, which she did it with Post Malone, called Fortnite.
Right.
And the video is artistically well done. But the song, it's another snooze fest tune from Taylor Swift that just ended up in the recycle bin with the rest of her songs. The VMAs, the night was filled with industry plants. And if you don't know what an industry plant is, it's a music artist who's pushed to the head of the class, even though their talent level is very low.
They're supposed to be, what, up and coming?
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if Swifty ever got that award. The VMAs, just, they had no drum, bass, guitars on the stage. That's where music is right now. It's just, I don't know. It's gone. It's gone straight to the toilet. And MTV has grabbed the handle and flushed it. In other music news in 2024, as our dog chews on a hardened pigskin here on the back porch.
He's enjoying himself. Leave him alone.
In other music
news. The highlight of his day.
All right, everyone, if you're not sitting down listening to this podcast, please sit down. Aerosmith.
God.
The overrated garbage that they have been throughout most of their career. They were hoping to push Steven Tyler and his big lips back up on the stage, get him coherent enough to get through one more crappy tour, but it ain't happening. So Aerosmith, they finally put out their obituary in the paper, thanking all their fans that are still alive. The Aerosmith camp, they kept announcing tours, right? There was dates.
Right. There was an ad on TikTok that came out and was like the biggest, best band in America. And you got to comment on it below, and like, they didn't even make it through the last tour. Why are they here?
To name five good Aerosmith songs. Name five. I can name two. That's it.
That don't have Alicia Silverstone in them.
I mean, Steven Tyler, he did screw the rest of the band.
Right.
Who could have made some bank. But they just couldn't get him up on the stage. It's done. It's over. Steven let everybody down. Good riddance to Aerosmith. Take Motley Crue and Def Leppard with you to the grave. All right. Also, this was breaking news. Not at the end of the year, but pretty close. Another overrated piece of shit called Oasis. Now, the Gallagher brothers, these buffoons, Noel and Liam, just two ill-bred, non-talented assholes, announced a 2025 tour. Okay, now, if you know the history of A-hole number one and two, do you think this has any chance?
It didn't have a chance from minute one.
If you buy a ticket to this show, you're a freaking moron. There's no way these two brothers, and I use the term brothers loosely, are going to make it through the end of this thing. Okay, you have Noel, who's a weak-ass guitar player. G, C, and D is all he can play. And then you got Liam singing through his cocaine-filled nose, trying to get through a set every night. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Go away. The only people who want to see this thing happen are who? Their wives, the booking agent, the manager. That's
right. That's about it.
Good luck, a-holes. All right. We're almost home. 2024. We saw the restaurant industry fall deeper into despair. Bad news for the crappy restaurants, but good news for us. Chili's and Red Lobster.
Lobster down.
Closing up across the land. If you've never been to a Red Lobster, it's pretty much a pathetic representation of seafood. Chili's, I really don't know what that is.
I cook better seafood. don't I?
I agree. You cook better everything. These restaurants like Applebee's, Carrabba's, Bonefish, Longhorns, all these type of restaurants are struggling, and hopefully they'll all go away. You know, Kat and I have visited these places many times through the years, kind of hit or miss, but now everything's so high.
Right.
It's like you go in there and pay all these prices, and you pretty much get nothing in return. The days of the big franchise restaurants are what? Coming to an end.
I think it's over. I mean,
there's so many other options now.
Right.
Mexican food's popular, affordable, it's good. Asian food has made a big presence. Sushi, hibachi, love hibachi. Hot pot restaurants popping up everywhere. Mediterranean options, very good. Hopefully in 2025, we'll have more of these big chain restaurants that have been ripping us off for years will go away. All right. So there you have it. 2024 in the books. You got to take the good with the bad. The main thing is to stay healthy. Do you enjoy your life? Remember, we're only here for a little while. Kat and I want to thank everybody for checking us out, hanging out on the back porch. We wish you a very happy new year. We will see y'all down the road.
See ya.